This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi landed in Muscat, Oman a short while ago on a two-day visit. Our correspondent reported that India and Oman are celebrating 70 years of diplomatic relations and centuries-old personal relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's two-day visit to Muscat, Oman will further strengthen the ties to work together for more development. Both the nations condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and are connected with each other to fight this menace. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed the joint session of Parliament of Ethiopia in Addis Ababa. The Prime Minister said India and Ethiopia share a vision of a world where the Global South rises not against anyone, but for everyone.
The Global South is writing its own destiny, and India and Ethiopia share a vision for it. Our vision is of a world where the Global South rises not against anyone, but for everyone.
During the Prime Minister's two-day visit to the African country, India and Ethiopia signed 8 MOUs, including upgrading ties to strategic partnership. Prime Minister Modi was conferred Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia. Parliament has passed the Repealing and Amending Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today after discussion. Lok Sabha had passed this legislation yesterday. The bill provides for repealing of certain enactments and amending certain other enactments. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005 MG Narega. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Lok Sabha has passed the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 with amendments. The bill is aimed at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Sabka Bima, Sabki Raksha Amendment of Insurance Laws Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill proposes to increase the foreign direct investment limit in Indian insurance companies from 74% to 100% of the paid-up equity capital. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that Prasar Bharati has prepared a draft content syndication policy 2025 to promote cultural outreach and monetize content while also upholding its public service mandate. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Dr. Murugan said the policy aims to monetize content being produced by Doordarshan and Akashvani and archive national and regional content. Indian Railways has achieved over 99% electrification of the broad gauge network, and it is close to achieving full electrification. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha today, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that in terms of railway electrification, India is far ahead of UK, where the electrification is 39%, Russia at 52%, and China at 82%. The second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine was inaugurated today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, jointly organized by the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Minister of Ayush. Addressing the event, Minister of Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav highlighted India's long-standing experience in traditional medicine and emphasized the importance of strengthening research, quality standards, and global cooperation. Global crude oil prices surged today after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered a complete blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers entering and leaving Venezuela, raising geopolitical tensions at a time of concerns over demand. In men's cricket, toss has been delayed due to fog in the 4T20 international match between India and South Africa, which will be played at Bharat Ratna Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. Team India is leading the five-match series 2-1 and will look to seal the series and take a 3-1 lead against the Proteas. The fifth and final match is scheduled at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad on Friday. In shooting, the pair of Ananjit Singh Naruka and Darshana Rathore clinched the gold medal in the senior skit mixed team event at the 68th National Championship Competition Shotgun in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.